Right now on Robin Hood Radio, it is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallihan. Willie's website is sportingacause.com, and it's a website that lists in great chronological order events that are going on that are all fundraisers, and those fundraisers somehow, some way are tied with athletic events. But first of all, Willie, I want to congratulate you. I don't know if you shot the video that you posted or not, but the video of the ceremony dedicating Ed Kirby Memorial Field and the new scoreboard at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the video you posted up on Facebook was terrific.
Oh, thank you. I did do that, and every once in a while I get lucky. The sound bites I'm looking for get captured. Thank you. It was important for me to go to that. I'd love to talk about it for a few minutes before I get to the calendar items. Ed Kirby was a remarkable man. I mean, I don't profess to have known him anywhere nearly as well as many did, but he was something else. When you get to the end of your life, I think the most you can hope for is that you lived a life fully. And, boy, Ed could have passed away knowing that he did, for sure, probably more than anybody that I know. I did attend the event. It was very nice. It was a Friday afternoon, this past Friday, and there were easily 100-plus people there, which was a pretty good crowd for that time of day. I recognized contemporaries of mine who had gone to Hoosie and were sports participants, and some older. There was quite a mix of people. Of course, Steve Blass spoke, and he reminds me of Will Rogers in a way. His humor, he's got this down home way about him, and his humor is spot on. And he spoke, and others did, and I covered it because it is in effect a sports related fundraiser. The Alumni Association for Housatonic raised the money for the scoreboard that was dedicated to Ed, and it was a first step in a bunch of other improvements that are going to go on over some time for the baseball field. Kudos to the Alumni Association. I'm not sure how they raised the money. I don't remember. I haven't been a part of it. I didn't see it, although obviously they raised a lot of money. So it was all good. I have a personal story about Ed. It just kind of speaks to the man. It's a very small kind of anecdote. But when I was in high school, I transferred to Housatonic as a senior, so I only spent 1 year there. And it's 1968. And it was the practice at the time, maybe still is, that the principal, who was Ed at the time, would have each senior into his office just to talk about their plans and, you know, what they want to do for the future and so forth. And I had never met Ed in my lifetime, and as much of the senior year as had passed before this office visit, I had not met him. But in the course of our conversation, he said, you were a catcher for the Kane and Babe Ruth. I said, I was, but how could you possibly know that? I was not a standout athlete by any stretch. You never saw my name in the paper for anything great. And he said, I never forget the name of a pitcher or a catcher. And I thought, now that's something. I mean, I played Babe Ruth, Little League Babe Ruth in Canaan, and we played against teams from other towns in the Region 1 district. So over the years, there are countless pitchers and catchers playing for various levels of baseball in all these towns, and he remembered them all. It was very important to him. So that's just one tiny little sliver of the remarkableness, if there's such a word, of Ed Kirby. It was a joy for me to go and capture as best I could a little video and a couple images of that event, because what a man.
I was one of those lucky people that got to know Ed. First of all, in grammar school, I was with his daughter Ann Kirby, mm-hmm. In grammar school, and she was my first girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I just knew it was very close with the family, the whole Kirby family, for the rest of my life. And it was nice after Ed passed away. I got a nice note from Ed thanking me for what I did and thanking her first boyfriend. But the Kirby legend is truly amazing, from being a teacher to being an administrator to being a baseball coach, a person who could pick talent and pick things out. He is a man among men, and will always be remembered for far more than just Hoosie baseball and Steve Blass, but for everything else, a true Renaissance man.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think in the positions he held in his life, he was a principal, a teacher, an assistant superintendent, a coach. Each of those positions were, one would be able to influence people, help people along the way. And with all those positions, over that many years, if you assembled the number of people whose lives were made better in one way or another, large, small, or tangentially, or however, you could fill that that whole athletic field with people who would be singing Ed's praises. So, yeah, what a man.
Absolutely. Well, great job. So I guess on to the events.
We have a calendar. Things are starting to warm up a bit. I have a few events leading up to next weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend. How did that happen? Today, as we speak pretty much, the Healthy for Life 5K Fun Run Walk is going on over in Litchfield. That benefits the Litchfield Montessori School. Also today, you could go to it if you wanted to, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club have another pistol match at their North Canaan facility. If you don't know where that is, it's on Route 7 right next to the Becton Dickinson campus. I don't speak too often about the Rod and Gun Club, although they probably have more events on my calendar over the year than anything else. Between their turkey shoots, their ham shoots, their archery tournaments and pistol shoots, there are probably 30 events that I cover. And all of they're non-profit themselves, and all of the proceeds from their events go to upgrades to the for their facilities and maintenance, and they have conservation projects that go on. The Rod and Gun Clubs throughout the country are very conservation-minded. So their efforts kind of remind me of SWASA in a way, where, you know, the money we raise from Jump Fest or donations, you know, gets plowed back into improving our facilities and youth programs. So, they're very similar in that way. Tomorrow, the 24th, this is a long name, and I'll tell you why. The 39th Annual United Way of Northwest Connecticut and 18th Annual Charlie Ormsby Memorial Golf Classic is happening, and that's... It's a long name because it's a merging of two golf tournaments that have been played in the Torrington area. They're both played at the Torrington Country Club. They're both well-respected, and they've been very successful over the years. But in the past couple of years, it was actually the year before the COVID, their attendance started to decline, which has been a problem in a lot of golf tournaments because there's so many of them. So they decided to merge. They were both Torrington area oriented, so they combined to make one tournament so that they could fill it up, and now they're doing well. And the proceeds they divide between the two organizations. United Way have all their local charities that they support, and Charlie Ormsby was a local businessman and golfer, and he instituted a program to teach youngsters how to golf, so half of the proceeds go to that effort. Thursday the 27th, Millbrook School's 75th Anniversary Golf Open will be held at Red Hook Golf Club. As I said last week, that's the 75th anniversary of the school, not the tournament. I've never played at Red Hook before, but I understand it's a very nice course, and I'm sure Bill Anstead will be there participating for certain. And they're raising money for scholarships for Maple Brook School students. The entry fee is $150 per player, which seems to be the average price for a full-scale tournament these days. This coming Friday, the 28th, starts the Trans Am Memorial Day Classic at Lime Rock Park. Runs through Monday the 31st. It's full slate of racing. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's the Trans Am cars like the Mustangs and Camaros and Corvettes, my favorites growing up, Formula One cars, vintage racing cars. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And the track ownership has changed this year, but they, in terms of their giving, I think the philosophy is the same. They're still using the Alzheimer's Association as their signature charity, and throughout the season. And I know throughout the year, Marshall, they support local causes in a lot of different ways. And I know that Robin Hood Radio is one of the beneficiaries. Do you know if I know lots of times they allow nonprofits to set up tents and so forth. Do you know if that's happening at the Trans Am or is that in one of the other races?
I think that is kind of on hold right now at the beginning. But what they are doing for this weekend coming up is that they are going to, for anybody that goes to the track and you're not vaccinated, they're going to have vaccination centers set up all over the place, and they've got both the single shot and the double shot vaccinations. You can get vaccinated, and you can get a hot dog and a soda for free. Enjoy the weekend, and you'll also get a card if you do the two vaccination types where you can get your second vaccination. So that is going on the entire weekend at Lime Rock Park this coming weekend.
Nice, nice. That's great. What a great idea. I wish I'd held off on my second shot. Hot dog. Also starting next Friday through Sunday, the New York Cycle Club Memorial Day Ride is happening. This is a group from the city that comes up, and they're the group. The organization promotes health and fitness, and this is a ride, not a race, but there'll be a lot of bicycles on the highways and byways of Northwest Connecticut and into Massachusetts from basically Friday through Sunday. On Saturday the 29th, it's going to be a ride of a different kind. The benefit ride for Eric Avery will begin and end at the North Canton VFW. It's a motorcycle ride, and it's $20 per person, which includes the ride, the lunch, lunch music, cash bar, and raffles at the VFW Hall. Next Sunday, May 30th, the 20th annual Race Around the Lake will be held at Brody Park in New Hartford. They lost their race last year to the COVID. And Brody Park always has a lot going on. It kind of reminds me of White Memorial Center in Litchfield. It's a preserve, and they have a lake there, a large pond, whichever you want to call it, and they have facilities there to hold functions. And anyway, the race starts at 10, and like every other race this year, you have to register online and ahead of time. And on Monday the 31st, actually the actual Memorial Day, the Norfolk Volunteer Fire Department annual William F. Kelly Memorial Day 5-mile road race returns after a COVID hiatus. The entry fee is $35 online in advance, and the proceeds benefit the scholarship fund. And that's pretty much it for the weekend, Marshall. Full slate, and we're getting back to normal a little bit at a time.
All right. Hey, hit those balls straight. Keep them in the fairway, all right?
I'll do my best. Thanks, Marshall.
All right, Willie, speak to you next week.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Willie Hallihan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.